And here is the tip, and the tip won by Mountain Home. Here's Peyton Husky, and then Husky loses the basketball, and then it's going to be a kicked basketball. So Mountain Home will retain possession. So a break for the Lady Bombers, who defeated Little Rock Fair in the first round and then had a hard-fought win last night against BB, and then now taking on Cabot. Here's Martin with the basketball. Now over to Husky. Husky on the left side. Husky drives, puts up the shot, no good. Foreman with the rebound, puts it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Deja Jimerson of Cabot. Cabot is the home team. They'll be in the white uniforms with the blue and black trim. Meanwhile, Mountain Home, the away team, they'll be in the blue jerseys with the gold trim. And Izzy Arnold with the basketball. Arnold on the right side. Now over to Anna Wilson. And now here's a pass saved by Jimerson. And here's Anna Wilson with the basketball. And Cabot being very patient. Here's the drive to the basket. Off the glass, good by Brooklyn Straightener. And here come the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home trailing 2-0. Here's Martin on the right side. Now over to Foreman. Bounce pass, and it was kicked. So another kicked basketball. So Mountain Home will inbound this basketball. Husky. Now to Yates, back to Husky, open in the corner for three, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, comes down to Cabot. Here comes Izzy Arnold into the front court. Arnold drives, lays it up, no good, but a blocking foul on Mountain Home. And Izzy Arnold not afraid to drive to the basket. And Emma Martin picks up the foul. That'll be her first. So Izzy Arnold at the line for two free throws. First free throw is good by Arnold. And Cabot leads 3-0. Second free throw, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bombers. Here's Husky into the front court. Now over to Martin on the right side. Martin. Thinking about driving. Oh, and they're going to call a player control foul on Martin. And that's a big one. That is her second foul. And that's a big one. And so Coach Leonard is going to have to go to his bench early as Kate Gilbert, who started last night, will get ready to check in at the next dead ball. 6:08 to play in the first quarter. Cabot leading Mountain Home 3-0. Here's Arnold with the basketball. Now to Anna Wilson, top of the key. Now to Jimerson, Deja Jimerson. Now back outside to Izzy Arnold. Arnold, top of the key. Now in the corner to Wilson. Now to Emily Balin. Balin spots up, shot no good. Rebound to Foreman. And here come your Lady Bombers. Here is Husky into the front court. Husky now will slow things up. Husky looking things over. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter, and now Yates, shot, no good, and the rebound comes down to Balin of Cabot. Here come the Lady Panthers into the front court. Here's Jimerson on the right side, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Mountain Home, and that is going to be the first on Addison Yates. And now Kate Gilbert will check into the ball game, and that's already the third team foul on Mountain Home. So Deja Jimerson at the line for two shots. First free throw is no good. So Jimerson getting ready for her second free throw. And it is in and out, no good. Foreman on the rebound. Cabot one out of four from the line already. Here's Gilbert, top of the key. Now to Husky. Inside, Foreman. And let's see, it looks like we're going to have a foul down low. Looks like it's going to go on Cabot. And Izzy Arnold picks up the first foul. Now, the foul was on the floor, so Yates will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Here's the inbound to Jackson. Oh, and they're going to call Jackson for the player control foul. Oh, my. And that is already 14 fouls on Mountain Home. That's going to be something to keep an eye on. And so Izzy Arnold will bring the basketball into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Now here's Deja Jimerson, now on the right side to Streisner. Now to Arnold on the left wing. Arnold gets the pass out to Wilson. She'll take three from the corner, no good. And the rebound comes down to Izzy Arnold. Arnold, stolen by Foreman. Good read by Anna Grace Foreman. And she'll give it up to Peyton Husky. Husky behind the back. She'll drive. Husky puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Cabot. Here come the Lady Panthers. One-on-two fast break. And the layup, no good. Rebound Foreman. Here come the Lady Bombers. Very quickly into the front court. Up ahead. Gilbert. Up. No good. But Kate Gilbert will go to the free throw line for two shots. And that foul is going to be on Emily Beeland. That'll be her first. And so Kate Gilbert will go to the line for two free throws. 4:21 remaining in the first quarter, and Mountain Home yet to be on the board. First free throw, and no good by Gilbert. And number 11, Kyra Penn, will check in for the Lady Bombers. So Gilbert at the line to try to make the second free throw. And this one is good. So it is now 3-1 Cabot with the lead. Izzy Arnold will bring the basketball into the front court for the Lady Panthers, moving from right to left. Arnold looking things over. Here's the pass. Oh, down low to Beeland. Shot no good. Rebound no good. Fight for the rebound. Comes down to Gilbert. Gilbert will lead the break into the front court for Mountain Home. Gilbert takes it all the way, lays it up, and the shot will not fall, but Gilbert will go back to the line for two free throws. And the foul will go on Anna Wilson. That'll be her first. And so Kate Gilbert at the line for two very big free throws. And the first free throw in and out. And that's a tough break. Neither team lighting it up from the free throw line so far tonight. Second free throw for Gilbert. No good. Foreman with the rebound. And big offensive rebound by Anna Grace Foreman. And we are tied at 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Izzy Arnold with the basketball. She'll give it up to Jimerson. Jimerson drives, and that's a charge on Deja Jimerson. Big foul on Cabot, and now the Lady Bombers with an opportunity to take their first lead of the ball game. Kate Gilbert will bring the basketball up into the front court. Now she'll give it up to Yates, now to Foreman. Foreman, top of the key, now to Penn. Penn, inside Yates, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Gilbert, no good. And now Cabot comes up with it, that's Streisner. 3:16 to play in the first quarter. We are knotted up at 3 here in the girls' championship game of the pre-holiday classic in Cabot. And Gilbert almost getting the steal but could not save the ball from going out of bounds. It will stay with the Lady Panthers. 3:08 to play in the first quarter. Very low-scoring ball game. Here's the inbound play to Streisner. Streisner, and the ball went right over to a Cabot player. And how about Izzy Arnold? She takes the three and makes it 6-3. Is your score. Peyton Husky will bring the basketball up into the front court. And now here's a steal by Jimerson, and she'll take this one all the way, lays it up, and in. Deja Jimerson gives Cabot an 8-3 lead. And Cabot on a 5-0 run. 2:28 to play in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert. And now we're going to have a timeout. Mountain Home, let's take it with them. 8-3, Cabot with the lead. You're listening to... Actually, we're going to keep it right here. This is a 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. So a 30-second timeout. And Cabot on a 5-0 run. And tell you what, Mountain Home had clawed their way back and had a chance to take the lead and could not, and Cabot has made them pay. So now the team's getting ready to come out of the 30-second timeout. And checking in the ball game for the first time for the Lady Panthers is number 10, Jaina Davis. Not sure how deep Coach Crowder will go into her bench. She has a deep roster, but not sure what the rotation is. Here's the inbound to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert with the basketball. 2:18 to play. Gilbert wants the drive. Outside the pin. Pin in the corner. Gets it to Yates. Now to Foreman. Foreman, she'll drive. And taken away by Izzy Arnold. And she'll give it up to Jimerson. Jimerson into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Now to Arnold. Top of the key. Now to Beeland. Now back over to Streisner. Now here's Jimerson. And the shot put up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a tie-up, and the alternating possession will keep it with the Lady Panthers. 1:46 to play in the first quarter. 8-3 Cabot leading here in the championship game of the girls' division of the pre-holiday classic. Arnold will inbound this basketball. And the inbound stolen by Gilbert. Gilbert will take this one all the way, lays it up, and in! Kate Gilbert with three off the bench, and it's 8-5 Lady Panthers. 1:33 to play here in the first quarter. Izzy Arnold with the basketball, top of the key. Now to Jaina Davis. Davis, now we'll give it back to Arnold. Let's see if Coach Crowder is going to try to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Here's Davis, picks up her dribble. Gets it to Arnold. Arnold drives out to Jimerson. She'll take the baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Husky. Here come the Lady Bombers. Peyton Husky into the front court. We're at 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. And now here's Gilbert, top of the key. Gilbert now over to Husky. Husky with the basketball. Now to Addison Yates. Yates inside. Foreman off the glass. Good. Big basket by Anna Grace Foreman, and the lead is cut to one at 8-7. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter, and it looks like Cabot will hold for the final shot of the first quarter. Arnold dribbling at the top of the key. 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Now here's Davis. Now back over to Jimerson, top of the key, 10 seconds to play. Arnold sets up for three, in and out, no good. Fights for the rebound, and another tie-up, this time the alternating possession to the Lady Bombers. 6.1 seconds to play, and now checking in is going to be number 14. I'm sorry, 11 is Emily Payne, and 14 is Kyra Penn, so my apologies. So Penn does check in for the first time. Mountain Home at 6.1 seconds to go. Here's Gilbert. 2 seconds, 1 second. Gilbert for three. No good. And we come to the end of the first quarter. It's Cabot 8, Mountain Home 7. Let's take a 60-second timeout, and then we'll be back for the start of the second quarter. Right after this, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.